lamp. This is no.
Okay, cool. I think it's the time. Okay, so can I get started? Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the session for building video applications on Windows 8 with Windows Azure Media Services. My name is Ming Fei, and I work in Windows Azure Media Services team as a program manager. And I have my contact here, my Twitter ID, as well as my email. Those are very effective way of reaching out to me. If you have any questions, feel free to ping me. So firstly, thank you so much for coming for Build, and I do hope you guys are enjoying the conference. We work very hard to make sure everything perfect for you, except the weather. You know, there's truly nothing much we can do. And lucky you guys only have 1 week here, but I have another long winter ahead. So just to set the stage right, Windows Azure Media Services is currently in preview stage, and the service will be made generally available by end of this year. So what's best thing of being in preview is you get a service for free. So I guess that's the best time for you to try until end of the year to see whether this service works for you and you know whether you like it or not. So there are a lot of things we are going to talk about today. Firstly, I will touch on a brief history of online video. And we will spend the first half of talking about how could you create, manage, and deliver video content through the cloud with our service, Windows Azure Media Services. And then I will touch on the second part of the presentation, which is to teach you how could you build a video application on Windows 8 by using our Media Player framework. You may find the pattern on the left side very familiar, right? The notion of a cloud and a device. And I do believe video delivery is one of the most compelling scenarios for you to utilize this pattern. Talking about the evolution of online video, it falls into a very short timeline, shorter than you can imagine, which takes us to where we are today. Back in 1999, that's the very first major online event broadcast, Victoria Fashion Show. It created a lot of hype at that year, but not many people actually watched it online. And the quality isn't so great as well. And fast forward to 2004, both parties started to use online video assets to generating support for themselves. And that was the time that the number of online viewers started to get measurable. And it is comparable to mid-sized TV station. 2007. Premium content hits online with the launch of Netflix portal on the web. 2008, Beijing Olympic, with more than 2,000 hours of live streaming, as well as millions of viewers, online videos started to challenge the old-fashioned TV industry. Hey, we could do it the right way too. And same year, Hulu started to provide TV service on the internet. And that was the time that when people don't have time, they're busy with their work on weekday, they could just catch their favorite shows on weekends. And the quality gets significantly better as well. 2009, that was the time major cable companies started to have content on the internet. That's the year, as long as you bought TV content, you will be able to consume it anytime, anywhere you want. Moving into this summer, the amazing London Olympic brought us more than 3,500 hours of live streaming with millions of viewers. And people could be able to enjoy the game on both TV and the internet. And people will choose internet. And you will see that there is significant amount of mobile traffic appear in this event. As we know that mobile and tablet could bring in things like social engagement, multiple camera angle, customized viewing experience just the right way. And there is another remarkable aspect that I want to bring out for this event. London Olympic is the very first live streaming event in the cloud, a partner with Windows Azure Media Services. And we are truly proud of being able to deliver this event to more than 20 countries successfully. So with millions of viewers and high quality content, what's better than the cloud in the backend to power up all this? Looking into the future, we definitely seeing this industry growing into a much larger scale. And however, as people who are working in this industry, there are definitely more challenges you will need to face in the future. We all want to deliver high quality video from any device, anywhere, anytime. And you need to, however, you need to deal with multiple formats, multiple bitrate from different platforms. And no matter of all these things you need to think of, firstly, how do you correctly predict the spike of your event to be able to manage your infrastructure cost? And also, you wouldn't want to lose the chance of monetizing your content by inserting the right amount of advertisements. And lastly, digital rights management. There are always people who want to steal your content and put up somewhere else. And how do you make sure that doesn't happen? And that's why Microsoft has Windows Azure Media Services here to help. I'm not saying I'm going to kill all the problems for you, but we are helping to solve some of the problems. And what Windows Azure Media Services could help is we allow you to build a custom media workflow in the cloud by utilizing a collection of services we provide. Windows Azure Media Services, we build a collection of services on top of Windows Azure platform by utilizing the compute and storage power of the cloud. The first service I want to talk about is ingestion. It allows you to upload your video content into the cloud in a very fast manner and securely. So instead of providing HTTP upload, we also partner with Aspera to provide you a UDP upload so that you could upload your video content quickly into the cloud. Second service, encoding and conversion. How many of you guys have used the expression encoder? Oh, okay, I saw many hands. Okay, then we moved most of the functionality of expression encoder from desktop. Instead of running a desktop software, now you could just utilize the cloud power to access the service programmatically. And I have put up most of the codec support here. And that's why now you will be able to, for instance, encode 10 movies at the same time easily because you have a cloud backend running behind. And the third service I want to talk about is content protection. You will be able to, if you are using adaptive streaming formats such as Smooth Streaming or Apple HLS, you will be able to encrypt with PlayReady, Common Encryption, or AES. And we are not only the encryptor provider here. We also onboard our partners such as ByDRM or EasyDRM, and you could use their encryption solution as well. So there was one thing I forget to mention earlier on for encoder. If you don't like our encoding services, like you don't like the way how it runs, we also onboard our partners such as Digital Rapids, and you can use their encoding services as well, and they are running the encoding job in the cloud. And the next service is, we call it Windows Azure Media Origin. That was the time once your media file is ready, you just need to tell us, hey, I want this guaranteed bandwidth, and could you do streaming for me? And it's that easy that we handle all the auto recovery, redundancy for you, and to make sure that your video content is highly available. And even better, we integrate the Azure CDN support, and we also support third-party CDNs such as Akamai to enable you to easily deliver your content from the edge. The fifth service I want to talk about is live streaming. It's currently not available in preview. However, we do work with customers in tech program on one-on-one basis to enable live streaming. And the London Olympic is one of our customers. And last thing is currently still in planning, analytics and advertising. We wouldn't want you to lose the chance to monetize your application. However, this is not implemented yet in preview stage. The reason why I show you everything here is to give you an overview of what we want to achieve at the end, the service as a whole. And I would like to deep dive into architecture to show you how all these services are related to the whole platform. Okay, and those are the services I mentioned just now in a greater detail. And we build all the services on top of Windows Azure. So what do I mean by that? If you look at secure media ingestion service at the left corner, when you upload a file, media file into the cloud, we create a concept of media, and you're allowed to upload your media into the blob storage in Windows Azure. And for instance, the second thing, encoding. We utilize the, we have a bunch of algorithms to run encoding service, and we utilize the compute power of Windows Azure to help you run the encoding service. There's still a seat there. Or you want to stand here, it's also fine. Ah, they're front row, okay. Cool. Yeah, so where I am. Okay. And that's how we build all the services on top of Windows Azure. And what my team ship, very important, is a layer of REST API for you to programmatically access our service. What's best about REST? Yes, you can pretty much wrap around with any language. You can write your own client library to access the service. But we do have .NET SDK shipped right now in preview that you will be able to write an application in .NET to access our service. And we do encourage partners and customers to have built on application for others to easily access our service. And as I mentioned, we work with Azure CDN as well as third-party CDN to enable media delivery from the edge. And lastly, very importantly, that we have a spectrum of client SDK for you to be able to playback adaptive streaming formats such as Smooth Streaming or Apple HLS. And now let's move into a demo to show you what the portal looks like. And okay, cool. So I wanted to mention one thing before I started. Portal utilizing our SDK to actually build all these services. So sort of, it's very limited amount of service. You can do much more with our SDK, but I try to give you a general idea. And first thing, you will see a media tab here, services. If you haven't registered for our service, you probably won't see this tab here. And the way you should do is, if you go to windowsazure.com, there is a account tab. And under preview feature, you can just sign up for a preview account. And after you sign up here, the tab will show up here, media services. And we can just try to create a service now. Say build 123, for instance. Okay, it's available. And currently, it is available in all 6 regions. And in the future, we will be available in wherever Windows Azure is available. So I will just choose West US. I wouldn't want to try East US now. And then you could you will need to specify a storage account you want to use to store your media file, or simply create a new one. So I will just create a new one now. Okay, it may probably take a minute for this to finish, and we will use this account later for demo. And I will just go into the portal. The first thing I want to show you is the content page. Before looking into details, we can firstly upload a file. And from my computer, like for instance, this training kit. And I'll click on OK. As I said, this is the ingestion service. And you are uploading file into the blob account. And then what it shows up in the content page is it queries your storage account and lists out all the media files you have. And you will be able to, like for instance, This file is in a smooth streaming format. You can also preview the file with a playback. Okay, let me. I'm trying to. Okay, sorry. I do want you to focus on the player. Let me just zoom out. Okay. So it shows like the bit rate you can choose. And then do pay attention. This is a Flash player. And we have Flash player playback smooth streaming. So that's the key point I want you to get from this video. And then just now the file training kit I just uploaded. So now I could be able to publish the file, which since this file is a .mp4 file, you will be able to watch the file from the URL, publish URL here. And at the same time, you could also encode the file, which I believe this is in the keynote demo, right? But Scott never explained what all these are. So the first option is to allow you to the playback on PC and Mac. It's three predefined profile used by Portal team. And the first one allows you to encode a .mp4 file into smooth streaming, so it gets playback on PC and Mac. And the second one, playback via HTML5, allows you to encode your media file into H.264 with an extension of .mp4. And lastly, playback on iOS allows you to encode file from .mp4 into HLS, HTTP live streaming, which is Apple's preparatory implementation of adaptive streaming. So now we could just kickstart encoding in the job here. And then you can see that the encoding job just gets started. Once it is done, there will be something shows up here, and you could publish the file as well. When you publish the file, it requests us to set up a streaming locator for you in our streaming server, and we could stream the content for you. And I guess we won't wait this to finish, because I will show the same thing through .NET SDK later for this encoding job. If I switch back to the slide, as I mentioned, Windows Azure Portal utilized our SDK to build that amount of service. You can see it's pretty limited. You may ask me the question, what if I want to encode the file into different format other than the other three I showed? You can certainly do that through our SDK, which give you much more options for encoding profile. And we do ship this REST API for all platform use OData, so that you can interact with our service based on very standard HTTP verb. And we have .NET library shipped already available in preview. And lastly, Java library will be available in fall. I think fall is ending, so it will be available pretty soon. And now I will do a demo using .NET SDK for media services. I believe you guys want to see Visual Studio more than the slides. Okay. And we are going to build a console application. Let me choose C# console application. I will just leave the name there. Okay, let me enlarge this area. Can the back row see? Okay, good, thanks. And then first thing we need to do is add some reference. Oh, sorry. We do have a NuGet package now. Okay. So you just need to search Windows Azure.media services. And it's right here. This package contains three components. The first one is our Windows Azure Media Services SDK. The second one, because we wrap around the REST API using OData WCF, so you will need to use WCF OData as well. And the last one is, since we utilize the storage of Windows Azure, you will need to import the Windows Azure Storage Client Library. And now we are good. The first thing we wanted to do is to simply connect to the service by using the account name and account key. Where we can find the service is, I remember I just requested a service just now, build 123. And in dashboard, you can click on manage key. And that was where you can grab your account name and account key. Okay, and then we will need to have a media context. This object, the cloud media context, is what you need to use to interact with our service. And I will just resolve the namespace here. And I will plug in some code. The first thing is we initialize the connection with the media service by passing in the account name and account key. And what we are going to do in this demo is I'm going to upload a file from my desktop and encode the file and request a streaming URL for my file. So that's sort of like the flow of this, this demo. And what I'm going to do is to upload a media set from my input path. I'm going to show you my input path here. It's called demo.mp4 in my c/tr/input folder. And then I am having a helper method here to track the upload progress. I'm just going to plug in this method real quick. And it tells me how's the uploading goes. I think it's very useful because sometimes the file gets really big and you don't see anything comes out. And now if I run this program, and I should be able to see the file gets uploaded into the portal. And you can see that, oh, it is done. So if I look at the portal now, I should be able to see the demo file here. Okay, so it is get uploaded into the service account. And I'll just delete this one because we are going to run this program again. And then what I'm going to do is, since I already have the file in the portal, I'm going to encode the file. And after encoding it into Smooth Streaming, I am going to ask the streaming server, hey, please streaming the file for me. So I'm going to do it pretty fast. So please pay attention. The first thing I did here is to firstly have an output path folder. That was where I'm going to write my streaming URL into a text file, and I'm going to drop into the folder so that you could see later. And I also have a config file here. You may wonder what this thing is. So I will just open this file here. And it is a string, actually, even though it represents in the XML file. It tells our media encoder that what type of file you want to encode, what kind of profile you want your video to encode into. And you could actually find out a lot of information of this task present on MSDN. If you look at, this is the one I'm using, task present for MP4 to smooth streaming conversion. And if you look at media encoder, you will see a lot more profile you could use for encoding your file. And it is based on string, so you just pass in the string and get the file encoded. And after this, I'm going to have a method that insert the asset. And I'm going to insert a lot of code here, but I will explain. Let me just close all this. I don't intend to lose you, but I think I probably will after explaining this. But don't worry, all the code are available in my blog that you can check out later. So I will just explain some key points here. The first thing I did is to create encoding job, where we operate your encoding in a job concept. And you could submit the job to do the encoding based on the config file you pass in, you know, what type of profile I want my video to be. And after that, I want you to pay attention to this get streaming origin locator. That's a separate step. Because after encoding the file, you could just simply download the file and say, I want to do it on premises for streaming the content. That's fine with us. And that's how we call it customized media flow. However, if you choose to use us to do streaming, you can ask for a streaming origin locator here, which with a bunch of streaming policy, how many days later I want it to get expired, and things like that. And now we will just run this. Okay, there's an error here. Let me correct my error first. Okay, good. It's a simple one to solve. And then and then now I will just run the job, and then you will see the file gets uploaded into the portal, and then it will start to kick off the job. And then we are also helping having helper method to monitor the status of my job. And you can see the job is getting queued, and it will get scheduled and processed if everything goes fine. Cool. And I will switch back to my slide because I want to save some time to talk about the value of Windows Azure Media Services. Firstly, I think it's very quick and easy because we had a lot of upper level service for you that you can just utilize the .NET SDK or REST API to access the service. And secondly, we think it's very open and flexible. Like, the, as I said, if you don't want to use our media encoder, you can choose third-party encoder such as DigitalRapid. And the same thing applies to DRM protection as well as a streaming service and also the CDN at the end. And lastly, it's very powerful and cost-effective. As we all know, streaming events sometimes could really have very high spike. And how do you, you know, manage the infrastructure up in front is a very big problem for all the media delivery company. And that's why we think cloud is truly providing a very, very good solution for your media delivery, because you can just scale up and scale down and also tear down the service after you finish streaming the event. And now let's take a look at my laptop. And I think it should be done. Cool. You can see that the service now is ready. And if I look at the output folder, that I will be able to see the streaming URL. That was the URL you can put into your application later, so everyone could just watch content from this URL. If I look at the portal now, you can see the same URL shows up here. And this is the smooth streaming file ready to be played. Now I could just see it. That's the moonlighting. I have no idea they use this in the keynote too. I guess everyone try hard to, you know, make fun of our senior VP. Anyway. And now I'll switch back to the slide. And we are coming into the second part of the presentation. After we create a media content, and we will see how could you build a video application to consume the content. And that's the rich story we have. Media services provide media player SDK on all kinds of platforms. We do have SDK for you to playback smooth streaming and Dash, and Silverlight, Xbox, Windows Phone, and Windows 8. So smooth streaming is Microsoft's implementation of adaptive streaming. And what is Dash, right? So if you have never heard of Dash, you should at least remember the name. Dash represents for dynamic adaptive streaming over HTTP. It is foreseen to be the future standard for adaptive streaming. The spec is not finished now, but Microsoft is one of the big contributors for Dash open standard. And meanwhile, we do take care of our competitors, that we have media player SDK on all non-Microsoft endpoints as well, such as porting kit for devices like TV setup box, Flash, iOS, as well as Android. The reason why we have client SDK on so many platforms, the first reason is we know you want to reach out to all the platforms. And the second reason is we want to provide very consistent experience across all the platforms, so your user will get familiar with all the platforms as well. Smooth streaming, we do have SDK for Windows 8. And we see that as a primary media delivery platform for Windows 8. I don't want to spend time to explain why you should focus on adaptive streaming, such as smooth streaming, if you want to encode your content. In a very short explanation, smooth streaming, it's for smooth streaming file, it contains media file from low resolution to high resolution. And the client SDK carries the logic to present the viewers the right resolution every few seconds based on the CPU and network bandwidth. And by using adaptive streaming, it provides the most pleasant experience, like smooth viewing experience to the viewer. And also, it's a very cost-saving solution for you. It's a very short explanation, which I will just leave with you here, but you could certainly read about more after the session. And we have support in XAML application as well as JavaScript, HTML5, modern, whatever they want to call applications. And then it provides an easy way to consume smooth streaming and other format in the future, such as MPEG-DASH. If you used to develop smooth streaming video application on desktop, it will be a porting experience for you. We use exactly the same element, media element, for the streaming. And also, we provide you opportunity to monetize your application with inbuilt ad support. And as a developer, it will be very familiar environment to you that you get started with Visual Studio template and client framework. The blue color is what we ship as a team that I want you to look at from the bottom of the pyramid, that we have Windows 8 platform, and on top of that, we have Media Pipeline, which is developed by Windows 8 Media Foundation team. And we ship Client SDK, which also called Smooth Streaming Extension SDK, on top of Media Foundation. And then we ship a player framework, which provide much more higher level functionalities, such as styling your UI of your player, adding in advertisement support, as well as like multi-audio, closed caption, and all those things. And I want to explain a little bit more on the work we do as Smooth Streaming Extension SDK. So if you have an application with video source of .mp4, you could just directly talk to Windows 8 platform. The media engine understands you. They will say, hey, H.264 is one of the formats we support. And then you can utilize the decoding, rendering, and all this capability inside Windows 8 platform. However, if you are passing in a media file in Smooth Streaming, for instance, the URL will look something like /manifest. And media engine in Windows 8 will say, hey, I don't understand you. What that URL mean? And that was where Smooth Streaming Extension SDK comes in. As we know, Smooth Streaming is just a wrapper around MP4. And Smooth Streaming will help to unwrap this .mp4, thinking about opening a box and take the candy out. The candy is the H.264 that Windows 8 Media Pipeline understand. And they will say, OK, now I understand what the candy is. I can just eat the candy for you or something like that. And then, OK. And in that case, Smooth Streaming Extension SDK also utilizing the media pipeline power in Windows 8 in terms of battery life optimization, GPU, hardware acceleration, and all these things. So we never destroy the capability of the platform itself. And we always encourage you to use player framework, because that's a we ship this player framework as open source at playerframework.coplex.com, and it builds on capability of smooth streaming. It's also available on multiple platforms, such as Windows 8, HTML5 player, as well as Silverlight and Windows Phone player. It has been out there for more than 2 years for Silverlight player, and it is a very well-established player framework. Things like NBC Sunday Night Football are used this media player. And also, we have plugin architecture. You only need to import the library that you need, like for different features. And those are all the features we supported for Windows 8. You can see there are a lot of them. The color in pink, which I'm going to demo later, and such as smooth streaming of video on demand and live, multiple audio, advertising. But there are certainly a lot more that you can read on coplex.com. And now I'm going to show you a demo on For building a JavaScript HTML5 application, if you want to know more about XAML app development, you can just read the documentation on Codeplex. And we are going to build a JavaScript application here. Just keep the name here. And the first thing I want to point out to you is this Codeplex website, where you can download the SDK. If I click on download, and then you can see currently it's on Windows 8 Preview 7. And that's the SDK, which is available here. You can download. And then if I switch back, the first thing I'm going to do is add in some reference. So I will be using this media platform player framework. Click on OK. And switch on the HTML5 editor. And let me just zoom in. Since I have imported this library, what you have right now is a CSS folder and a JavaScript folder. So let me put in the reference here first. And I'll explain what these references are. For instance, if you open this dark team CSS, and that's all the files that you could use to style your player. So if you want to apply your branding on your media player, just simply go and modify all those CSS. Very simple, right? And then I'm going to, okay, what's my snippet? Okay, player. I'm going to plug in a very simple player here. It's with a div. And you use DataWing control to initialize all the properties and the player framework.media player. And you pass in the options, which you could define with hive and source of the video file. And wait a second, you may find this tree attribute familiar, right? That's exactly the attribute for video tag in HTML5, which is that's the case. If you don't specify a video tag inside this div, we are actually adding one behind in JavaScript. And all the video elements, like the properties, get supported in HTML5 video tag, will be supported here. However, we do have a lot more attributes for you to customize your player, which I will show you a more advanced player later. So now I will just grab a video file from the portal so that you see sort of like an integration with the, let's just grab this dancing one with the portal. And you can replace this .mp4 file for a .mp4 file you put in the from the portal. And now you can see the dance. Okay, he's dancing. Okay. And then we are going to put in a more complicated player with more buttons. So now this is the way how could you make your media player richer by putting in a skip previous button or skip next button or full screen button. And also, you could just simply compose a playlist for a bunch of video you want to play. And you may wonder, where can I find all these things, like, right? The method that you use here. So if you switch to the Codeplex website, under documentation, JavaScript API reference, and you got to see all these amazing properties for you to quickly enrich your media player. And now if I switch back to my application. This is a slightly boring video. And then you can just jump to the next video, and you can control the volume. Yeah. And that's a slightly more complicated player here. And now, since we are only playing back MP4 file, and you may wonder, what if I have a smooth streaming video source? What should I do? So the first thing you wanted to do is to add in more reference. As I said, we are a plugin architecture. You only add in the library that you need. So the first thing you will need is adaptive streaming plugin from Media Platform Player Framework. And then you will need this Smooth Streaming Client SDK underneath it. So let's click on OK. You will see a yellow arrow here. Because our client SDK is written in native language, it's written in a managed code that you need to compile against certain platform. So I will just choose a 32 bits. And after that, it is fine now. And I will add in a reference. Okay, this reference pointing to player framework.adaptive.js. And then I could just change this to a smooth streaming player. So it's pretty much the same. It's just now the video tag has smooth streaming playback capability inside Metro app. And we are going to just change this URL to a more interesting video, or done by my team. I'm going to play this here. Okay, and now the video gets played.
这里是 Windows Azure Media Services 的办公室.
Do any of you understand? No. Cool. That's why you need a multi-audio selection here. And the closed caption, even better, right? For people who don't even understand, I mean, having problem of hearing, they can see the caption, or they don't want to raise the volume. So now what we need to do firstly is to add in closed caption support with Time the Text plugin. And then I will just put in the reference. And you can see the time text is where the caption support is. And you also have two folders with CSS file that you can customize the look and feel of where the caption you want it to be. And then we are just going to add in some code to enable the caption. Firstly, I enable caption visible equal to true, which will allow you to show caption. And how you pass in the caption is through track parameter, and that's your caption file, which I'm going to add in here. Adding existing item. And my caption, where's my caption? Okay. Should be somewhere here. Okay. That's the caption file. And yeah, the video file is here. And another thing is I enable the audio track selection here, because I have multiple audio for this video file. Okay, if we play this thing, and now you can see the caption shows up. And also, even better, I can switch audio. So let me just switch audio.
And this is our PMs, Vishal and Cenk. They look serious. How are you?
We are shipping Windows 8, so don't bug us.
We are shipping, and we have very limited time.
And you can change the audio here. And then I forget to mention, we also have built-in advertisement support.
Use Windows Media Services. Media Pass.
Okay, that's just a joke. That you can tell how passionate my team is for advocating this technology, but I do intend to show you advertising support for media framework. So firstly, before showing, oh, I will answer your question later, yeah. Is that you? No, it's not. So before talking about advertising support, I want to give you guys some definition so we are along the same line. So firstly, when we talk about linear ads, it means the advertisement could be played pre-roll, mid-roll, or post-roll. And linear ads takes over the full view of the video. So that's the most kind of irritating ads, that you don't get to see the main content, you only get to see the ad. And non-linear ads is slightly better, that it runs parallel with the video content. So you still see the main content, and at the same time, you probably have a banner there that it could be clicked through to the sponsor site, but it doesn't have to be. And the last type of advertisement I want to talk about is companion ads. It's a very common type of advertisement you've seen in the media player. So if you look at the first screen, that's a Xbox advertisement with a companion ad on the top. That's a banner click through. And after 5 seconds, when the linear ad is over, you will be able to switch back to the main content, but the content companion ad stays there. So whenever you change your mind, you want to check out Xbox later, then you can click through the banner. That's the use of companion ads. And for our media player, we support a lot of advertising standards. One of them I want to point out is VAST. VAST stands for Video Ad Serving Template. It tells the video player what to play. This is very important because most of the time, people who host the video content are not the one that hosts the video ad. You probably just look for a video ad server and then plug into the URL and then earn money if your audience playback the ad. And that's why you need something between the video player and the ad server to communicate. And that exactly is the usage of VAST. It is a recommendation based on IAB. It's just an XML. And it's served by majority of ad servers. And you can see all the five advertisement support listed here. I just want to show you a little bit more on VAST syntax, how it looks like. So that's a VAST that tells the player, I have a linear ad with a companion. So remember the last slide I showed. And if I zoom into the linear portion of this XML, it will tell me, you know, what's the file size of this media file? Is it progressive? And where the most important thing is the URL. So every time when you resolve this VAST file, you will get a different URL. And that's why your audience keeps seeing different advertisements at different time. And if we switch back to the demo, I'm just going to show you a finished VAST player sample so that we save some time. And if you look at, firstly, let me zoom in the editor. And first thing is you will need to add a reference of advertising so that, you know, you just need to grab the library you need. That's why we call it a plugin architecture. And then if we look at the HTML, I didn't do anything specially in front of the media player. I did it in code behind that you could check out the JavaScript file. And here is what I want you to pay attention that firstly, I define a pre-roll ad, and then I could just specify the advertisement type by VAST advertisement, and I pass in the URL of the VAST file. That's usually something you get from your when you sign up for an ad server, and they will give you VAST URL. And if I just look at this file here, and that actually tells me tracking event very important. And then it tells me how long my ads is going to play and the bunch of media files. And it is the player's responsibility to pick up the right one to play because they are with different file size. And MMPPF do have the algorithm inside to help you pick up the right advertisement to play what is most suitable for your client condition. And now if I play this application, that I schedule a pre-roll, and I also schedule a mid-roll at time of 15 seconds, and then I schedule a post-roll. All this code will be available later on my blog. So now it is a advertisement playing. I cannot see. It's slightly long, so you will need to enjoy a bit. So after this, you will be able to switch back to the main content. Oh, this is so long. But it's a nice ad.
Now it's Lego Indiana Jones and Kung Fu Panda.
And then you switch back to the main content to play.
And then,
remember, I schedule an ad after 15 seconds. So even though I jump over like 20 seconds, it still plays the mid-roll ad at 15 seconds. So that's usually, you may notice if you watch application like Hulu or Netflix, that's what they do. Okay, and coming back to the slide that, see what I left with. Okay, cool. These are the applications currently. Some of them are already available in Windows 8 Store. And I'm not sure whether I can show all of them, but I think I should be able to. And then I want to show you guys one which I really like. I have been wasting a lot of time on this app since I, tried to do it for demo for build. And this is Hulu Plus. This app just made to the store probably a few days ago, like 5 days ago. it's really nice that they have a cool design in Windows Store. And then, for instance, if I like some TV series, I could just, you know, show detail. I can favorite them. I could share with my friends. And also, I could pin it into the StarTel. So next time, if I want to look at Revenge, it will just go into that TV episode right away. And you can see how nice it is. So if I play this episode, hopefully nothing offensive for the content. Oh, cool. They give me advertisement. Okay, that's also another thing I truly love about this application. Like while they play advertisement, you can just put it here. And then they will play the advertisement, and I could probably do some coding. Commercial interruption. And then it's awesome. You know, I use this so many times. And when it gets played, the main content, I just drag, and then it back to the main content. So also, when it gets like stuck here, you can see the content layout changes. That's truly a very nice way for Hulu to make it happen. And do check out the application, and don't waste too much time on that. I have been losing a lot of sleep, like, for catching up all the episodes. Lastly, I think there's one thing very important I forget to show you guys. It's an app done by this awesome developer. His name is Tim Greenfield, and his Twitter ID is at Tim Greenfield, I think. He's one of the guys that behind Media Play, Platform Player Framework. This is a sample app shipped inside Coplex. It has all the demos for all the features we release through Media Player Framework. So that's the way that if you want to learn a lot of properties, you should definitely check out this application. Like show you something like custom user experience. Then you can see the player gets dramatically different with all different, you know, UI. And you can just check it out how this is done. And I truly enjoy this sample application a lot, and I learned a lot of things from this. So if you like it, do tweet at Tim Greenfield, yeah, to tell him that's a great work. And lastly, I wanted to wrap up the session with, I leave you with this, all the references, if you want to get started with trying it out, want to try it out after the session. Thank you. And so I do think this is truly an amazing time for this industry as a whole. Like so much changes along the way from many years ago, you just watch TV content till now, you can watch ever live content events on the website. So I feel truly excited of being in this industry and work on the technology. And I hope you feel the same as well. So let's work together and take down the TV. Thank you so much for the session. And now I will open the floor for questions. Oh, I do have I do have a teammate here, Jake. He is also invited for Q&A session. Probably he just get to know now. So I'm open questions. Could you use the mic so that it's recorded so people can hear your question?
Oh, sorry. Do you guys have a player that's for like a browser? Like the, do you know how you were streaming the all that stuff and all the playback? Do you have like a browser version of that stuff?
That's a very good question. I should reward you for that question. Okay, there's one thing I didn't mention. We do have a HTML5 player for browser, MMPPF. However, it only support progressive download because IE doesn't have implementation for adaptive streaming like the video tech. None of the player has. Only iOS Safari has a proprietary implementation of Apple standard, which is HLS. But we do see in the very near future that most of the browser open support for Dash, which is the open standard I mentioned. Because it's sort of like IE's tradition that we never implement anything which is known as standard. And that's the reason why adaptive streaming, smooth streaming is not there. Because it's also a proprietary implementation from Microsoft. Yeah. Thank you for the question.
On the closed captioning, how is the translation done? Is that something that's done beforehand, or is it happening
automatically? That's a very good question. I do it manually, but there are a lot of technology right there. We are working with smart caption, which you could translate whatever things you say into a caption and automatically generate the caption for you. It is something in line in our plan, but it is not. You could use some other software to generate it, which is not in media services platform right now. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Do you have any plan to integrate with the Mavis team for the auto captioning?
We could talk about that after. We don't have plan right now. Yeah. Thank you. And okay, I think my time is up. So thank you so much. If you have a video application, you want to let me know, feel free to talk to me. Thank you.